Leon Simon, Tafresh Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph. Mi Shera Keri Bezman Hazeh B'Yom HaKippur. A person who was Roya Keri Bezman Hazeh, that means Bezman when Takonis Ezra was relevant, so then a Bal Keri was not permitted to daven. The previous Zmanim, they were Nizar Betares, there was an Inyan of Tvila Bizman or Mitzvah, but all these things are not relevant Bizman Hazeh. So Mishar or Keri Bizman Hazeh B'Yom HaKippurim. So there is no heter of Tvila, there's no concept of Tvila Bizman or Mitzvah, there's no heter of Tvila in order to be able to daven, because Bizman Hazeh Abal Keri also davens. So Tvila is out of the question. So now, but the Keri is like Tzoya on the Gufa Odom, so that has to be taken care of. So Im Lachu, so if it is still wet, Mekanchoi B'mapa, so he takes a mapa, a napkin, and he wipes it off. V'dayoy, so he got rid of the keri and finished. V'im yoveshu, but what is if it dried up already? So it is difficult to, and it's al gufoy, and it has a din of tzoya, so he has to get rid of it. Oy shenislach lech, or it's nislach. We'll come back in a minute to explain what this case is. Is roichet mekaymais hamaluch lochem boy levad umispalo. So the case of yavesh is that means it dried up. So he has to. So we had before, even though rechitz is also, but it is mutter to be meiser the lichluch with mayim. That is not rechitz. Shel tainig, and that is mutter that we had in sif aleph. So if it was Yovesh, Nislach Lech, the Maimon Mordechai says Pshat, that it's Lach. So Lach, we had an Eitzah to be Mekaneich B'mapa, you wipe it off with a napkin. But it seems it was Nislach Lech B'kama Mekaymis, and he was unable to be Mekaneich B'mapa. And since the Mekama Mekaymis, he would be unable to wipe each place off separately. So then, so you wash it. You wash off these Mekaymis. Mekaymis Mechlochem Boi Levad Umispalo. Va'osa Lirchetz Gufay, but Rechitza is also to Oilit Boil, to Toivel himself. Ava Pi Shebisha Yemais Ashonem. Rogel Litvel Litvile. Normally he is Rogel to be Toivel, but Yom Kippur is also Berechitz, and there is not, it seems, a dire need for this, since Abal Keri is Mutter Lispalo, so that is what should be done. Let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Oishen Islachlech, Lotzolemishen Islachlech, Mizeh, Besori, Bekamo, Mekoymish. And even though it's lach, so memela reichetz mekaymes. So he just washes off the places which are dirty. Hayne shereichetz besorei biyad. He washes with his hand. V'lo bebeged. He shouldn't wet a napkin and wash it off with a napkin. Shlo yovi lidei schite. He'll come to schitos. He'll be squeezing out the water from the beged. Va'osa lilchaitz gufay, hainu b'shar mekaymeis. in the other places, that means the place where he has to take off the keri, that's mutam, that's l'hoser alichluch, but the other places is also. V'chein also lishpech olav tisha kabin mayim, and it's also to pour on him 9 kabim, which is metayer abal keri, afilu misha noikach b'shah yemais ha-shonim, but again, that is not permitted in Yom Kippur. Ava pisha b'shah yemais ha-shonim, b'zman hazein tzorech tvila labal keri midina, loyle divrei teire v'loyle tvila, so memele v'ein lahata kedlobesim empeches v'lahata mishum ze isar rechitze. Sif Yud Beis, bizman hazeh also lishe litvel b'yom ha-kippurim. A woman is not permitted to toivel herself b'yom kippur, afilo higia zman tfilosa b'yom. And here we say that with the inyan of tfila bizman ha-mitzvah is not applicable bizman ha-inu. B'yom, v'afilo shaloi l'shem tashmish, tzeh b'lavach hi osa. Kadesha te tohoira, she's toivling herself only to be tohira, gam kein also. It's also because bismaneinu, we don't hold a tvili bismano mitzvah. Ve'isha shaloiveshes lavonim b'yem ha-kippurim, muteres lilchaitz ma'at ben yachri. So she's permitted to wash herself. That is a chitze she'ene shal tainik. It's a chitze shal mitzvah, which is permissible. Tov reish yud dalet. We'll learn a lot of perhaps mechudish tika halachas here. Oser lo soich, one is not permitted. This chitze is with water, and siche is, we'll see, with oil. Or with another thickish liquid, another liquid besides rechitze, that moisturizes the skin, and that's called siche. Also, losech afilu miktsas gufoy. Now, just like rechitze is also, so siche is also. Vafilu einay elo lahavir hazuamo. Afilu, the purpose of the siche is not for his enjoyment. The purpose of the siche is to be to take off the zuama. Now, zuama means that a person is perspired and there's a bad odor, and he wants to, being soch that mokim, he wants to take off, to get rid of that. So that's also. Siche is also, that means even though we had learned Rechitza Lahavir Azumo is a Machlekes HaPoiskim, and there are Mekilim, Me'iker Adin, preferably one should be Machmer in Yom Kippur, but Siche is also Lahavir Azumo. Avol Imhu Choyle, but if he needs the Siche because he is a Choyle, Afilo Ein. Afilu ein boi sakon, is a chayle she'ein boi sakon. Oy sheyesh loy chatotin b'roishoy, or a second tzir that he needs, let's say he has some sort of infection on his skin, some sort of irritation on his skin, and he wants to be soch the irritation with shemen, with oil, or with other things to ease the pain. So that is, here we're talking about shemen. Parsha, we're talking about shemen. So this is muta, this is permissible. And others want to say that the reason they were mata, tzorech refue, because all the time, sicha brings with it a tainug. That means even though the person is being soch himself is lahavir azuma, but it seems the body has an enjoyment from the siche, and that's why they asad, even though the intent is not for the enjoyment, but lahavir azuma. But by chatotim b'roishe, when he has, let's say, an irritation in his skin, So he doesn't have any enjoyment. All the shemen that is accomplishing that, the pain diminishes, but he's not. He doesn't gain any enjoyment from the
sikha.
Sikha
smearing or
smearing.
Is that
a hisser to rice or drivonim? So there's a machlekes harishonim in Yom Kippur. There's others hold it's a rice in the mishabur, but then we should be machmer. Like those sheetahs that holds it's a deraisa.
Because otherwise there would be no heads, or would there, unless it was deribonim?
What? Yeah, the whole iser is an iser shel tainik. That's the sikha shel tainik. So others want to explain that if you're being mavir the zuama, some mele, so you have a tainik also, you're accomplishing something else also, but the tainik is felt. But by refuah, you don't even have a tainik, because all you're doing is diminishing the pain of the skin irritation. So that's why it is mutter. So it's not a sikha shel tainik. We can mention this now. The Adir Show brings down. To put perfume on one's body is also, that goes into the Isra of Sikhe. To use the odorant is also, that they bring from three poiskim, that is also Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Nissen Karelitz, and that
Kippur.
In Kippur, yeah. Now, it's different than Tisha B'Av.
Yeah,
in Shabbos it is Mutter. But in Yom Kippur, this is also out the Issa of Siche. Out the Issa of Siche. What? Yeah. Spray, they speak about spray the yod, and it's also Siche, because it comes out, it's not water, it's a liquid that Lamaise, it accomplishes something also. But they speak about Mamish spray deodorant. Chain the scene is spray deodorant, Limnoye Zeya, Rabbi Liyashiv, Rabbi Nissen Karelitz. And they asa, and the Piskei Tshuvos also asas from someone. Now the Nitei Gavriel asas, they all asa this. This is something that is also. Fine. Now, so let us, he's not doing it for his enjoyment. Also, this is also. So we mentioned, because this is Sfora, the Levush says, but he gets a oinik from it, that is the koyach of sichem. Chatotim, mahainu davke b'mokim shenoigim losech b'choil, afilu ish bori. Na avo b'mokim shenoigim losech b'choil ish bori. Also, losech al gabi chatotim, bein biyontev, bein bishabbos, the muchach do mishim refuach, the larbis min shinchov zayin, sif alef bahagor. Let us just elaborate on what the Mishnah Berura is saying over here. Let us jump to Shabbos. Siche, let's talk about a person has a skin irritation in Shabbos, and he wants to put oil on it, or another ointment. Let's speak about oil. He wants to put shemen on, and he puts oil on it so it will soothe the pain. So lemaise is like this. Lemaise, he's doing it l'refue. That means he's doing it l'refue. And refue is also, so just like to take a medication is also, there's a darga of a chayle she'ein bo sakone. A chayle she'ein bo sakone means that he is a chayle, he can function, either of a lemishkav, he's in bed, or of a filu, he's not in bed, but he's not functioning. So memela, that's a chayle she'ein bo sakone. Then there's a meichush. A meichush means that he doesn't feel too good, but he's. It's not a chayle she'ein bo sakone. He functions, but he has pains. Now, if a person has a meichush ba'alme, he's not permitted to take medication in Shabbos. That's a meichush is also. If a person is nafal mishka v'chayle she'ein bo sakone, then he's permitted to take medication. Fine. Now, Let's speak about Shabbos 1 minute. A person has a skin irritation. He wants to put oil on it. So Batsim, he's not a choyle shein by sakona. He has pain. This is a meichush. So by putting oil on it, this is a little fuet. So theoretically, it should be awesome. Fine. It is mutter in certain cases. Now, what are the certain cases? The certain cases are as follows. If everyone in that kufa, they put oil on themselves, the b'riim, the healthy people put oil, they do it for enjoyment. That means a person puts oil on his body, pours oil on his body, no one raises an eyebrow, why are you doing it? I mean, this was a normal procedure. People used to do it and moisturize the skin. Whatever the reason was, the b'riim used to do this. So memela, if every bori puts oil on himself, so I have a skin irritation, and I'll put shemen, I'll put oil there, really, I mean for my irritation. So this is mutter, because it is not nikah, I'm doing it l'rafua. Everyone puts oil. So memela, then it is mutter. If the minig is people nowadays don't smear oil on themselves, and I'll put oil, then it's also, because then you spill the beans. So then everyone knows, why are you putting oil? No one does it. You're doing it for your skin irritation. So then it's a refuah, and that's also. So now, fine. So that's hilchis refuah. Hilchis refue in Shabbos, which is also, so when we'll speak about sicha shemen, to smear shemen on myself, to do it l'shem refue, is dependent. If the b'riim also put it on, it's mutter. If the b'riim don't put it on, then it's also. That's hilchis Shabbos. Hilchis refue and hilchis Shabbos. Now, the mechaber said over here, the mechaber in our simin is concerned about Hilchis Yom Kippurim, not about Hilchis Refuah. He's concerned about Hilchis Yom Kippurim. Sicha is also. But he said, Sicha l'Refuah is Mutter. But so the Mechaba, our Mechaba is speaking about the Yom Kippur de Keshayla, which Sicha normally is also al Yom Kippur, but he said, Sicha l'Refuah is Mutter. So now the Mishabu is going to speak very good. So the Yom Kippur de Keshayla we took care of. But now there's a refuah de kishayla, but just like refuah is osar in Shabbos, refuah is osar in Yontif, refuah is also osar in Yom Kippur. So there's a refuah de kishayla. So the Mishnah Berurah says we are speaking about in a case that everyone smears themselves with oil every day of the week. So mamela here there's no refuah de kishayla. So refuah, there's no shayla because everyone smears themselves. So now the mechaber, so refuah, we have no shayla.
Even on Yom Kippur?
Oh, you asked a very, you opened up a can of worms. But let us just say what the Mishnah Berurah says. So the Mishnah Berurah says, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll come to your shayla. Chatonet achatotim, haynu davke b'mokim shenoygim losech b'choyl, afilo ishbori. We're speaking about that everyone... What the Siv Cotton Base? Chatotim. I know Davke Bemokim Shanoigim Losech Bechoil, that everyone smears himself during the week. Afilu Ishbori. So Memela, so then there's no refuah de Kishail. Avo Bemokim Shanoigim Losech Bechoil Ishbori. And Bismanainu, that is the case also. But let's forget about that. Bemokim Shanoigim Losech Bechoil Ishbori is also Losech Agabi Chatotim, Baby Yontev, Baby Shabbos. The Muchach to whom Mishum Refuah, Chidlar Besimin Shin Chav Zain, Sif Aleph Ba'ago. So Mamela, so this then is speaking about that everyone smears himself. So he's asking Gamor de Kekashe, which the base mayor is. Yes, Gamor de Kekashe, but so every Shabbos I put oil on my skin irritation. No one will ever raise an eyebrow that why are you doing it? Everyone puts oil on their body. I'm also putting it. So Mela, there it is not nicker that I'm doing it l'refuah, but by Yom Kippur, everyone who puts shemen on their body, Yom Kippur, they don't do it. And all of a sudden, I'm going to put oil, so everyone's going to open up their eyes real wide. What's pshat in this? Yom Kippur. Oh, I'm doing a refuah. Oh, refuah? Refuah, you're doing a refuah in Yom Kippur. So, kasha leben, how was this mutter? So that is this kasha the Beis Meir asks. What did the Mishnah Berurah help by saying we're speaking about in the place that everyone puts oil on during the week, so it's not recognizable that he's doing it l'refuah, but in Yom Kippur Sicha, it's nicker that he's doing it l'refuah because no one puts oil on himself. That kasha the Beis Meir asks, and the Beis Meir says, Amir Dike Teretz. The Beis Meir says that Chazal asked refuah Shabbos and Yom Tov. In Yom Kippur also, that means there was a iser to do a refuah in Shabbos. If lemaise in Shabbos it's mutter, they will not ask in Yom Kippur something that is mutter in Shabbos. So even though here I don't have the reason of the heter that I have in Shabbos, because here when I do it, everyone realizes I'm doing the refuah, but Yom Kippur is not more chomer than Shabbos. So since Shabbos, one who has a skin irritation is permitted to smear oil on himself because there, no one realizes he's doing it l'refuah. So this heter stays along on Yom Kippur, even though the reason of the heter is not applicable. So that's this sif. Sif beis. Osa linoil sandal oimino shel oil. A person now in the Chomei Shinuyim, one of the Inuyim is Sichah, Sichah is Osa, Achitza is Osa, and Nilas Asandal is Osa. One is not permitted to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. And now we are going to define what is called a shoe and what is not called a shoe. So now let us see. Osa, Lino, Sandal, Oimino, Shel Oil. One is not permitted to wear a sandal or a shoe made out of leather. Afilu kav akiteya uchiyotze boy. Now kav akiteya means really a false foot. That means that a person, his foot was cut off by the knee, and he has from the knee till the ground, he has like a false foot, and it's made out of leather. And he sticks his knee, he sticks into this false foot. So this also is a din of a shoe. So that means since this is b'mokim Yeshu, so b'mel this is also asa. Afilu kav akiteya chiyotze boy. Afilu shel eitz umachupa oyer. Now he says another thing. What if I have a wooden shoe, but it is covered with leather? So since the covering of the shoe is leather, this goes into the isa of milas asandal. That's also. Avol shall gemi, I shall kash, I shall beged, I shall shalminim, mutter is mutter. That means, but if you made a makeshift shoe out of reeds or straw or material or other minim, mutter is mutter. So now let us just explain what the Mechaber is saying till now. I'm speaking about this is. We're not speaking about bizmanenu, that we're very sophisticated, we have. We'll speak about the shoes we can wear Yom Kippur. But Al Kaponim, in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, these shoes were makeshift shoes. That means they were made out of straw or other things. That means they weren't. They really did not serve the purpose what a shoe should serve, because they were makeshift shoes made out of straw, other things. So, but this is not a shoe. So this you're allowed to wear. Fine. So when we're talking about Hilchis Yom Kippur, Nilas HaSandal is also allowed to wear a shoe. This is not a shoe. A shoe is something that is made out of leather. We'll see exactly what the mile of leather is. But a shoe that's made out of straw, that's not called a shoe. So you're allowed to wear it Yom Kippur. Fine, Gebalde. Now the Mechaber is going to tell us another Chiddush. Fine, so in Hilchis Nilas HaSandal, this is Mutter. But now the Mechaber says, but is this really a shoe? It's not a shoe. I mean, it's something that's put in the feet. It helps a little bit, but it's not a shoe. So let us think about in the middle of the year, not Yom Kippur, someone will put on this straw shoe, and he'll wear it Shabbos in the middle of a Rosh Hashanah. He'll be wearing it Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, no, I got news for you. This person's a Machalo Shabbos. Machalo Shabbos, why? Because this isn't called a shoe. This isn't called a beged. This is not something which is normally worn. That no one wears such a makeshift shoe. So during the year, if a person would wear such a shoe in Shabbos, he'd be called a Machalo Shabbos, because this is an Hev Atayra shoe. So now we have to start scratching our heads. So what are we going to do Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is problematic. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wear shoes. Fine, so I'm not going to wear a leather shoe. I'm going to wear a makeshift shoe made out of straw. Fine, the Baldic. But now, Rabbi, how are you going to walk out the shul with the shoe? It's not a shoe. So the Mechaber says, I'm going to no, in Yom Kippur, this is a din shoe. Since in Yom Kippur, no one is allowed to wear a normal shoe, so this is called a shoe for a day. This day it has a Torah shoe, because no one is allowed to wear a normal shoe. So these are the shoes that are worn today. So today it's called a shoe, and if you wear it today, it's not called you're carrying, it's called you're wearing. If you'll wear it another Shabbos, that's not called wearing, that's called carrying. So that's what the Mechaber says, Afilu lotzis bem lo shu saram. You wear this makeshift shoe made out of, you wear this makeshift shoe made out of straw and other things. So memele, so it, number one, there's no issa of wearing a shoe because it doesn't have a shame shoe. And number two, there's no shayla of carrying. It's cool. You're allowed to wear it. I feel in the shoe saram. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shel oyer, atavayu koi. That means say a sandal shel oyer and a shoe made out of leather. Well, the sandal who shel oyer kosh, a sandal has hard leather, stiff leather. Uminu who shel oyer rach, and a shoe has soft leather. Kav hakiteya is also a shenikta ragloi. That means his foot got cut off. Oisek mean the foot regal, so they make like a false foot. V'yesh bo beis kibul cotton, and there's like an opening in this false foot. U'machni shom roi shoyken, he puts the thigh there, he puts the knee there. V'kori kav. Mari mechaba basoi shaloi. And you made this out of leather. It's also was avol shel gemi. The chol she'enei shel oyer, as long as it's not made out of leather, enei nikra minos, it's not a shoe, el malbush, it's called a beged. It's not a shoe, because it's not made out of leather. A shoe is something that's made out of leather. V'yesh achroinim shemachmirim b'shalais afilu enei mechupa oyer. This other achroinim that hold a shoe made out of wood, which the Mechaba was matter, they hold its osa. V'chein yesh machmirim. Now we're going to see a murdik ezach. V'chein yesh machmirim shleilotzeis b'minol a shoe ha'osui milavadim shekoyren felt. That means they had a shoe that was made out of felt. But this shoe was, and it was stiff, it was hard. It wasn't. And it's made like our shoes. And it protects the foot. And a person who wears it can walk in the street and he doesn't feel like he's barefoot, because this felt shoe protects his foot. The mile is, it's not made out of leather, it's not a leather shoe, but it's a felt shoe that accomplishes what a leather shoe accomplishes, which means that the foot is protected. He walks on the ground, he doesn't feel the bumps, he doesn't feel the stones. He has the protections of a shoe, but the shoe is not made out of leather. Case number one. Veini magish klal shu yochid, v'lav b'chlal inuyuy. Ulefize hu adin kaloshen shel gume, yesh lahachmer. That means, these are talking about boots. A person will wear boots. And the boots also were not made out of leather. They're made out of rubber. But these boots also are protect. They protect the foot.
What's
Yachiv is barefoot. Yeah, it doesn't feel that he's barefoot. So others hold you should be mach. Now we're going to see. So a person wears a shoe that is not made out of leather, but it accomplishes what a leather shoe accomplishes. So if someone wears it, don't tell them you're shagetz, because the Mechaber said the whole issa is a shoe made out of leather. That's the Mechaber. Ein limchais biad mekilim, achay shashulchanoch v'roiv achayne mekilim mezeh. Avol mikol mokim, mi she'ev sheloi, but a person that it is possible for him, nochin lahachmer bozeh, he should be machmer, v'leilich ban piloi shel beged kanoik, and he should wear stockings. He shouldn't wear such a shoe. Now, I'd just like to mention, the Dirshu speaks about Crocs. And the Dirshu says like this. So, the best cooler by Crocs is that I'm in the category that ain't moichin b'yoda. If he's wearing Crocs, don't. Unless he wears Crocs a whole year because they're so... He doesn't wear shoes. If he wears Crocs a whole year, then we're going to tell him, no. Then Yizikha can't wear Crocs. But if he doesn't wear Crocs a whole year, but he wears Crocs Yom Kippur, which are more comfortable.
Yeah.
What? No? Okay, maybe so. I don't know. A kaponim, if they're not comfortable, is nish. But what? It matters which one, it matters which foot. Okay.
I was suffering tremendously with them.
What?
I was suffering tremendously with them.
Mm-hmm.
Not acceptable as a shoe.
I took my foot out and walked barefoot. It was easier.
Yeah, okay. I know about the Crocs I have is mamish melody. And I know a lot of people who wear Crocs the whole year. It's more comfortable than shoes. Okay, I'll cap on. So if it is comfortable, and the shaila is the chesaron of a shoe in Yom Kippur. A shoe is something that protects him from. That means when he walks, he doesn't feel the stones. He doesn't feel the pebbles. He doesn't. It cushions the foot. That is the maila of a shoe. So something, and then they speak about you have good sneakers also that also is layla, that very comfortable.
Are these Sephardis allowed to?
Well, you have the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah was an Ashkenazi, and he also said, with the Mechaber and with the Achronim, ain limchais. There are, because there's a lot of machmirim. God, I saw Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky said, the Schum was brought down Tisha B'Av also. And Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah Berurah didn't talk like this. Tisha B'Av, he didn't mention this. In Yom Kippur, he did mention it. So, by says, in Yom Kippur, he wanted to be... We're speaking about, according to other Shittas, it's a Daraisa, and the Shari Tshuva speaks about these very machma with this. So, Kaponim, something which gives the comfort of a shoe, and so then... It's not so posh. That means even though we have the letter of the law, but it's not... You have sneakers that are also very supportive and very comfortable. So Rabbi Eliashiv speaks about that also. So this is al kaponim. And the best... This is this halacha. This Mishnah Berurah, which ain limchais, but is preferable to be machma. Now, just let's... V'leilech, just let's go. So that's this halacha. V'leilech ban pelach. Yeah, achenim tzorich lotzei sachut. So what if he has to go outside and outside he can't wear stockings? Nochin yoyse shibush eila labadim ekalashim blemin alayim shalor sheyesh behem yisam edine mashen ken shem rak mishum chumre. Yeah. So memela. So that is this halacha. Oy shel begen, gam b'chol zemag sheni mechupa oyer, le'lemaylo ve'le'lemata, mutaf ve'lelotzeis, b'minu dos alotzeis boy, osaf ve'le'tayl boy b'bayis, me'mita l'mita. And it means a shoe one is not permitted to wear in his house also. That means one might think, well, you need a shoe when you're going outside, you're walking on the stones, then you need a shoe. If I'm walking in from one bed to the other bed and I have a rug over in the carpet and I put on the shoe, so what is the shoe accomplishing? I'm picking this also. To wear a shoe, if I'm deriving benefit from the shoe, I'm not deriving benefit. A shoe is also b'chol oifim. Lushus Aram, Lotzloim, Davshe, Bechol, Shapsay, Sashon, also Lotzes, by Lushus Aram. One is not permitted to wear, let's say, a shoe made out of straw, Kimich and Yderich Malbush, Mikomo can be a Makipum, Kimich also Benilas a sandal, you're not allowed to wear a shoe of made out of oil, Vyev Shalina Mina Shalir, Nikrazed Derech Malbush La Yisayim. So this is called a Malbush. Now Gavuch, it is a very interesting in Cheschinach that wants to say, Mirdike Chedish. He wants to say, if a person wears leather shoes, Yom Kippur, so he says, he's over two Averis. One Averis is over, he's not allowed to wear a shoe. So that's awesome. And another Averis is over, he's a Mechalo Shabbos. Why is Mechalo Shabbos? Because this shoe is not allowed to be worn Yom Kippur. So Memela doesn't have a Torah's Malbish, so it's called you're carrying, and Memela, so you're a Machalo Shabbos, and you're over on Yom Kippur also.